Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft.
That's right. We will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and surprises.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year.
The Fantasy Footballers Draft special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thank you for listening to this Podcast One Sportsnet production, available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One. This summer, there's only one trusted place that lets you get in on all your favorite sports betting action. BetOnline.ag. Sign up today for a free account at BetOnline.ag and use promo code PODCAST1 for your 50% off welcome bonus. Or text BETNOW to 238-669. That's BETNOW to 238-669 to receive your 50% welcome bonus. Don't sit on the sidelines this summer. From Major League Baseball to the Women's World Cup and all things UFC, BetOnline.ag has you covered. Visit BetOnline.ag and don't forget to use the promo code PODCAST1. BetOnline.ag, your online sportsbook experts.
Napa know-how.
Now at Napa, get a free Chase Elliott racing hat with any $25 purchase. Set of brakes? That'll cover it. New battery? Hat-worthy. Replacing an air filter? Then adding on wiper blades and headlamps just to break $25? Chase approved. So get what you need and a free Chase Elliott hat. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, while supplies last. Offer ends 3/31/20.
5-Hour Energy helps you get through your crazy on-the-go life. And now it comes in two great tropical flavors, strawberry banana and tropical burst. They're delicious and can transport you to a tropical paradise. Try them both, then vote for your favorite at 5hewin.com. You could be on the go to someplace you actually want to go. Offer ends 7/31/20. Terms apply. See www.5hewin.com for details.
Broadcasting from the Mercedes Man Cave, my Buffalo Bills, this is Dan Patrick.
Welcome to the program. It's Hour 2, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. The Vikings tight end Kyle Rudolph will stop by. Reggie Miller will join us coming up as well. Dallas surprises, shocks Milwaukee in Milwaukee, ending their winning streak, and they did so without Luka Doncic. We were wondering what the Mavs' record is based on the number of field goal attempts by Luka Doncic, because McLovin thinks the Mavs are a better team when Luka doesn't shoot as many times. Is that correct?
I asked the question. There's not enough data to make that assumption. But watching last night, I'm like, huh, this team looks a little better without Luka handling the ball the whole time.
Okay. The Mavs record, when Luka Doncic has at least 20 shots or more, 7-6. Less than 20 shots, 10-2. So, McLovin, you're correct. The Mavs should trade Luka Doncic. Is that what you're saying?
You know who they were playing a point guard last night? Was Jalen Brunson from my Villanova Wildcats. Yeah. That guy just wins. He just wins basketball games.
It's an interesting roster with the Mavs there. But they're the number three seed right now in the West.
I was watching last night. They did a lot of that guys on that team. Justin Jackson from North Carolina, Hardaway Jr., Curry's brother.
By the way, did you see where Wofford beat North Carolina at North Carolina the other night? Wofford. And didn't they beat him 2 years or 2 years ago or 3 years ago at North Carolina? Wofford beat North Carolina. And I think Cole Anthony is out, though, for North Carolina. But North Carolina losing at home?
Yeah, 68-64.
Yeah. Surprise, surprise. All right. It's hour two on the program. Poll question, McLovin.
If you could draft either one of these guys coming out right now, Peyton Manning or Drew Brees, who would it be? 57% Peyton.
Okay.
Pretty close. That's real close.
Yeah. But if you look back on, nobody saw this coming with Drew Brees. Nobody could have seen this. Drew probably didn't see this coming because he struggled when he first got to the NFL. He got injured, and I think there was a lot of doubt that he could ever play football again because he injured his throwing shoulder. And so much so that, you know, they're drafting Phillip Rivers. Then he goes to Miami. He wasn't medically cleared by the Dolphins. If he's medically cleared, they're going to take Drew Brees over Dante Culpepper. Nick Saban may stay a little bit longer in Miami, and you would have changed college football and pro football history because then Brees doesn't end up in New Orleans, and then Nick Saban doesn't end up in Alabama. And maybe Tom Brady has a foil with the Dolphins and Drew Brees. Yeah, Paul.
It was a very weird situation in San Diego. Brees' third year, he got hurt. He only played 11 games. He threw 11 touchdowns and 15 picks. And that's, of course, the reason they took Phillip Rivers. But then he came back. They were 11-4, 27 touchdowns, 7 picks for Brees. He became a Pro Bowler and kept Phillip Rivers on the bench for 2 years. And then San Diego was in this no man's land of which one do we go with, and they let Brees go.
But Miami took Dante Culpepper, and Culpepper was coming off this real serious knee injury. But it felt like Brees with his shoulder not medically cleared, and Nick Saban and the Dolphins were not going to take him. I don't know how good Miami was or would have been. You know, the reason why there's an opening is because they weren't very good. And you get Saban from LSU, and then he's just passing through, and then he's going to Alabama. It probably would have helped out a little bit to keep him there. But even then, I don't know if he would have been good enough in Nick Saban's mind to go, you know what, on second thought, I should stay here and coach Drew Brees. Yeah, McLovin.
Yeah, I mean, we don't know what Saban's going to be like with the parameters of a salary cap in the NFL.
But I don't even know if Drew Brees would have been enough for him to keep that, stay in that job.
Nobody got that Alabama joke right there. Salary cap, no salary cap at Alabama. But actually, Saban, do you think he could have been a great, I mean.
I have no idea.
It's different games, right? College and pro to some extent.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know how good, you know, we're going to find out with Urban Meyer. I know Urban Meyer went on Fox News, you know, I think yesterday, and told Britt Hume that he's done with coaching. I don't think anybody believes that he's done with coaching. Maybe he's done with coaching this year. I still think that Urban Meyer wants to coach again. And at his age, why not? You can always go back to TV. You could always go back to college if you wanted to. But if you get the opportunity to coach the right place at the right time, then take a shot. Yeah, McLovin.
He was at the Redskins-Eagles game on Sunday. Is that a possibility, Washington with Haskins?
I would be surprised. If you said the Redskins or the Cowboys, which job do you want, where he could go back and coach his wide receiver and his quarterback, or he could coach his running back in Dallas, I'd take the Dallas job over Washington. You know, Washington is, you know, the NFL version of the Knicks. I don't think I could get into that without, you know, Jerry Jones wants to win, and he's done some good things. I don't know what Daniel Snyder has done. I know he wants to win. I don't know if he's done anything where you go, oh, that's a great decision here. Jerry Jones has still sometimes accidentally made some great decisions here. But if Urban Meyer, if you said the Browns are open, Carolina's open, like he could go back to Ohio. I don't think you'd go back to Ohio to coach the Browns, though. I don't know. That seems a little bit weird. Like, why leave Ohio State if you're going to go back to Ohio and you're going to coach the Browns? Dallas just feels like, you know what, I got to take a shot. Yeah. It's like the prettiest girl in the room, and you go, why not take a shot? I got, you know, maybe I don't know, I may not have a chance. Ah, just take a shot here. You're going to coach the Cowboys, or you're not going to coach again in the NFL. But I do think that Urban Meyer wanted to coach USC. I do believe that. But I, as I said, I think he found out that he was being viewed as too toxic. And I think that's where he started to go, okay, maybe Dallas would be a good place for me. Or that's a possibility out there. Who knows? Maybe it helps you renegotiate your contract at Fox. I have no idea. Yeah, Paul.
Could you look at the Redskins, though, and the owner, even though Daniel Snyder is pretty toxic, he doesn't do interviews every week. He does an interview like once every 3 years. He does let you do your job. They feel like a much worse franchise in worse shape, but you do get kind of control of the organization while you're there. You'll never have that with the Cowboys.
But it feels like if you can make a bad decision, the Redskins make a bad decision. I mean, Dallas does have talent. They have a lot of talent. They have not as much talent as I give them credit for, but they have a lot of talent. Yeah, McLovin.
The president, Bruce Allen, gets a lot of criticism.
Yes, he does.
You know, a lot of people say, how can he still be some of those
people? That is true.
But he's loyal to him. He's like kind of like Jerry loyal to.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's part of the problem. I just need great people in the front office. Now, Urban's not going to be able to do everything like Belichick does. You know, he's going to coach. You add that stress of being a GM and making those decisions, and, you know, Belichick's one of a kind when it comes to that. Yeah, McLovin.
I mean, the Redskins has been open for a while. You don't hear a lot of names. You heard Tomlin, but that's not happening.
That was silly in the first place.
Did you mention David Shaw?
Yeah, David Shaw was a name that was brought up to me. And I don't know if David Shaw, you know, Stanford football is down, and I know that he's been held in high regard, but I don't know if David, if I can keep Stanford competitive, I would stay at Stanford. It seems like a pretty good gig. But these guys, you know, and I can only use my own history here, my own path, where people said, oh, you know, why don't you work for a network? I said, I am. I worked for ESPN. When I was at ESPN, you can't work at CBS or NBC? And I said, I don't want to. I like working at ESPN. And then you get to the point where you go, you know, I wonder if I could do the Olympics or host a Super Bowl. So, I did it, but I left ESPN knowing that I wanted to do something different TV-wise, and that's why I went to NBC. I wanted to do the Olympics, and I wanted to host a Super Bowl. So I get it, but it took me a long, long time before I got to that point where I said, you know what, I want to have a different challenge, and that's why I decided that NBC and doing those things was something I wanted to kind of cross off my bucket list there. All right, it was a big night for Drew Brees. And a lot of people reached out to him. Peyton Manning did. Tom Brady did, congratulating him. Here's Sean Payton talking about last night.
Like I said, it's a fluid record, though. I mean, there's still, you know, another quarterback in New England. So that'll go back and forth as long as those two are playing.
That's the point here, is he does get the record, and it's a big night, but does Tom Brady get the record back? Because they're going to go neck and neck. Yeah, McLovin.
Brady's got the Bills, though. Can you see? I feel like people were talking about this last night on Twitter. Brady doesn't seem like he's about to throw a lot of touchdowns.
No. Doesn't feel like that against that defense.
Or just in general. I mean, Brees is a lot younger. Remember we were talking about Brees' retirement. Is that anytime soon?
Not based off this, but didn't he sign a 2-year contract extension?
I also heard both of them. Brees can be a free agent this year. I'm not sure exactly. You know, like he's potentially.
Yeah.
But if I'm New Orleans, he was perfect last night. There's no decline.
Yeah, as long as he's got he had a tired arm, it felt like, last year. And he didn't play well in the postseason. But, you know, maybe he's a different, reinvigorated Drew Brees. Yeah, Paulie.
Drew Brees this year is going to make $6.8 million. He had a $10 million signing bonus. He's on the cap for $21 million. He has an out for 2020. His choice.
Hmm. Maybe New England. Here's Drew Brees about the last night and why it was so special.
It was special. Everything about the night, you know. I don't know how they pick them, right? Monday Night Football, playing the Colts, right? The team that, you know, we won the Super Bowl against 10 years ago. So the whole Super Bowl 44 team is back for the 10th anniversary. And obviously national television, you know, big game. And now, you know, that record in the balance as well. And it just kind of makes you shake your head, you know. Just, are you kidding me? You know, I'm not sure how we got here. It kind of makes your whole life and career flash before your eyes.
Yep. And I don't know how much longer he plays, but been an honor to watch him play. And you know what? You have to do it with talent. He's got a good offensive line. He's not getting sacked this year. And he's got Michael Thomas. You got a good defense. You got Kamara. And you got a really good coach in Sean Payton. So you combine all of that. You got a great home field. And, you know, the Saints are and should be, you know, one of those two or three teams that you look at, you know, coming out of the NFC. Most passing touchdowns, regular season and postseason combined. It's Tom Brady with 611, Peyton Manning with 579, Drew Brees 574, Brett Favre 552, and then Dan Marino 452. That's if you combine postseason and regular season all time. Yeah, McLovin.
I was thinking of a poll question. Who's the young player who's most likely to catch either of these guys? Aaron Rodgers is about 180 behind. I did the math last night. But is there anybody, is Mahomes going to chase this record eventually? Like, I know this is purely speculative, but the more passing, it's a big number the Brees has. Is there a young guy who you look at and be like, wow, he's a dangerous guy?
So where's Rodgers right now? How many touchdown passes does Aaron Rodgers have?
Efforting.
But Rodgers is what, 35, 36? And I don't know if he wants to play till he's 45. I don't know if he's one of those guys. Because Brees says that, Russell Wilson said. I haven't heard Aaron Rodgers go, you know, I'm going to play till I'm 45. He strikes me as he has other interests than just playing quarterback. Yeah, Paul.
You may think Mahomes will be the guy, but his numbers per year aren't that good. His first year he had zero touchdowns. Last year 50. This year 23. So he's going to average 26 touchdowns a game for his first 3 years. He's below the pace.
Yes.
Rodgers just turned 36 a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah. So that would be tough because Brees is going to play another year at least. I don't know. I'm assuming Brady is going to play another year. You know, they're going to put a little more separation there with Rodgers, I'm going to guess. Or at least they're going to keep him at 180.
So is that Rodgers? I'm sorry if we said this. Rodgers is a 362 and Brees is a 541. So Brees has, you're right, with the three more years of Brees or two or three more years, it's going to be tough.
And I don't think Russell Wilson throws enough. It could be somebody who's not even in the NFL right now.
Russell's at 224.
Yeah. Here's one. You know who's made more money in their career? Drew Brees, Tom Brady? Drew Brees. $244 million. Brady,
$235. Stat of the day, stat of the day, trap, trap, stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes that what stat of the day.
By the way, check out the DP Show store, danpatrick.com, DP Show app, holiday gift box on sale now. And if you place your order by tomorrow, you can get it in time for the holidays. A lot of great stuff that we have there. The French kid did a great job in putting this together. Still hearing from Buffalo fans. Now they're saying, oh, look who's backtracking on Josh Allen. Hey, I've been the cheerleader for the Buffalo Bills here this season. Maybe not Josh Allen himself, but hey, he had something to prove to me. And I appreciate that he's trying to prove that he is a legitimate starting quarterback. Maybe I was in his head, but Josh Allen has played well, and I hope that he continues on that upward tick. By the way, I said the Chiefs are under the radar team, and I think the Chiefs come out of the AFC this year. They just picked up Terrell Suggs off waivers. They got him for the Cardinals. I like it. You know, I can, and the Chiefs defense is improving. I like it. Suggs wanted to join the Ravens, and instead he joins Kansas City Chiefs there. So
So maybe if Chiefs Ravens, Suggs, inside information, question mark? Yes, McLean.
I think the Chiefs beat Steve Spagnuolo had Suggs for 2 years.
Yes, he did.
That's the great Saints point. Got Janoris Jenkins, by the way.
Yeah.
Saints.
Yeah. Saints are good. Secondary's
sneaky.
Good.
Why are they sneaky? They were the best team in football last year.
Well, because you can't name how many defensive players. Who do you name on the Saints other than Breeze, Kamara, and Michael Thomas?
I remember they traded up for that defensive Marcus Davenport.
They got Cam Jordan.
Cam Jordan. They have the outstanding cornerback out of Ohio State.
Williams.
No.
You know, the guy, their star cornerback. Why am I blank on this? Not Marcus Williams, who fell against Stephon Diggs.
Lattimore,
yeah. Right.
But you blanking on his name proves the point. it's not, no offense. It's just that that's the point. They've got a bunch of good guys.
I think he's like six or seven almost Pro Bowl level defensive now, which is pretty good. Maybe that's probably heavy, but Cam Jordan's so cool, too.
Yeah, he is. He's like the spokesman. Media friendly. Mike Florio sent this out. Josh Gordon has been suspended, failing a drug test. And I think this is the fifth one he's failed. Will the Seahawks take another look at Antonio Brown? Because they were looking at Antonio Brown. But see, the thing is, I don't know if any of this is settled. You got two regular season games left. And I don't know if they're going to give Brown clearance to play before this season ends. I don't know. But if Seattle could bring in Antonio Brown, would you bring him in? And you lost Josh Gordon. They weren't playing Josh Gordon that much. And I don't know if he was – I don't know if he appealed a drug test in New England that he failed and then went to Seattle and they thought, well, let's play him until, you know – because remember he left New England and we thought, wait, New England, who needs weapons, just let him go. Did he fail the drug test? And then there was no paperwork on that. And then he goes to Seattle. He's there for a little while, and then he fails the drug test. So I don't know if he failed a drug test in New England and he appealed it and we were waiting for the outcome of that. I haven't gotten confirmation on any of that. But if you're Seattle, would you bring in Antonio Brown? I would love to bring in a guy who I only have to play for a little while, and then I can decide if I want to bring him back and he's got to be on his best behavior. I just don't know if Antonio Brown is mentally capable of being on his best behavior. And I don't know if the NFL wants him in the league. I don't think so. And Antonio Brown is finding out that harsh reality. The game moves on without you, dude. You may think you're really special, and you were as a player. This league moves on quickly. Ask Johnny Manziel. Oh, that's right. And Antonio Brown, the league moves on without you, bro. All right, we'll take a break. We'll talk to the Vikings tight end, Kyle Rudolph. You know, Dalvin Cook has an injury. I don't know how serious this injury is, but this could be really, really detrimental, devastating to the Vikings come playoff time because they really rely on running and play action here. So we'll talk to Rudolph about that. Reggie Miller will join us as well. Phone calls are welcome, 877-3DP-SHOW. We're back after this, 20 after the hour, Dan Patrick Show.
Hey, Jordan here. I know a lot of you create your own podcasts, and a lot of you already have one like me. I obviously love what I do. It's taken a lot of hard work to get to this point of success. You shouldn't have to pay fees for platform hosting, distribution, analytics, or fees to create a podcast. You need to be able to focus on producing the best show possible. Now, Podcast One, that's the network I'm on, they have Launchpad Digital Media, or Launchpad DM for short. So it's free, includes unlimited hosting, full control of distribution. You have access to a full dashboard with analytics. Again, totally free. You own everything, by the way. You own your content. You own your subscribers. No tricky stuff there. And you get your own show page on launchpaddm.com for people to listen to and subscribe to your show. It's the only hosting platform brought to you by the leading network, Podcast One. Podcast One will promote the site, drive people to discover your podcast, and if your show grows, you could even be invited to join Podcast One's all-star roster, which includes people like Adam Carolla, Caitlin Bristow, Shaq, Lady Gang, and of course, me, Jordan Harbinger, I'm there too. You also get access to their production and sales support. So with all this completely free, don't use other hosting platforms. Why would you need to? Learn more or sign up now at launchpaddm.com. And don't forget to check out The Jordan Harbinger Show.
Napa know-how.
Right now, only at Napa, AAA members get a 20% discount. So you can avoid getting stranded on the side of the road by picking up some quality parts like batteries, brake pads, and more. Meaning you can prevent the problem before it ever becomes a problem. Bravo. That's 20% off for AAA members. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Exclusions apply. May not be combined with other offers. Offer ends 3/31/20.
5-Hour Energy helps you get through your crazy on-the-go life. And now it comes in two great tropical flavors, strawberry banana and tropical burst. They're delicious and can transport you to a tropical paradise. Try them both, then vote for your favorite at 5hewin.com. You could be on the go to someplace you actually want to go. Offer ends 7/31/20. Terms apply. See www.5hewin.com for details.
We'll get to your phone calls coming up. Reggie Miller will join us coming up next hour. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at DP Show. He's the star tight end for the Minnesota Vikings. He's Kyle Rudolph and a proud alum of Elder High School. I did some research on you, Kyle, and I have been there for an Elder football game. What do they do? They split? Is it like 50-50? Do they do that in the crowd with money? Do you remember that?
Oh, the split the pot. Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's a big deal, especially you get about 12,000 people in there. And I mean, I think that's what people look forward to most, not the game, but or, you know, how high the split the pot will get.
And I remember seeing Keekly in high school, and I went, that guy seems like he's all over the place there. He's pretty good. And then he went to, what, Boston College. I sort of lost track of him, whereas I remember you were a great basketball player. I remember more of you for basketball than I do football. How close was it that you were going to play basketball in college?
You know, it's something that I think back to as a 16-year-old kid. I always tell people, you know, it kind of just worked out with football. I don't really ever remember making a decision or thinking to myself, choosing football over basketball because I love both of them. I had so much fun playing basketball. I was fortunate enough to have scholarship offers both in football and basketball. But, you know, it's certainly hard for me to think back and say, oh, well, what if I would have picked basketball instead of football? You know, having been in Minnesota for almost 10 years and, you know, being settled here, playing in one place for this long has been pretty cool.
If you didn't go to Notre Dame, where were you going?
You know, I made my decision early in the recruiting process, but a lot of the other schools that I liked a lot were in the SEC, like Tennessee, Florida, LSU. My family was certain that I chose 4 hours from home, and they were able to come to every home game. And then, you know, we played about two or three Big Ten schools every year as well, which was all within 3 hours of home.
I found out, don't you have a big tattoo of a lion on your chest?
Yes.
Okay, but you're in the division with the Lions.
I know, so my wife wouldn't let me get a Panther. You know, obviously, Elder is the Panthers.
Yeah.
So she wouldn't let me get a Panther. So then I had to go back to the drawing board and do some research and figure out, you know, what's important.
Hang on for a second there, Kyle. Got a suspect phone connection. We got to get Troy Aikman to tell everybody what phone he uses.
Gorgeous, the phone line.
Troy has an unbelievable phone connection. Like it feels like he's in the studio with us when we have him on. Yeah, can you have a lion on your chest? Why not a Viking?
Or, I mean, Panther is your high school. Why wouldn't you want a Panther? Would be cool.
Yeah. Like a lion is great, but still you're in the division with the Lions there.
You're a Mason Comet?
Yeah.
Did you consider?
No. I tattooed other teams. I don't tattoo myself.
Oh.
Yeah.
And those aren't removable.
No, they're not. No. Those memories are going to stay with those teams forever. Yeah. I've tattooed some people. And so Fritzy's trying to get a better phone connection here with Kyle Rudolph. Yeah. Elder High School. Elder just lost in the state championship in Ohio.
Wait, where you grew up, was there the high school that you – did they recruit some of the Catholic schools?
Oh, yeah. Elder, Moeller. Remember Moeller, how great Moeller was?
And they Chris Spielman's school?
Spielman was from Massillon. He's okay. up north.
My bad.
But, yeah, Elder just lost in the state championship game. But Elder, all boys school, this sea of purple. That must have been a nice transition, though, Kyle. You go from purple in high school, and then you're purple with the Vikings, with Notre Dame in between there. Glad to have you back, by the way.
Yeah, sorry about that. We're driving. We're heading to a meeting. We're kind of in the middle of nowhere in Minnesota, so not great cell phone reception out here. But anyway, yes, it for me, being in purple as a kid, it's actually funny. So before I wore purple at Elder, I went to an elementary school called Visitation, and we were the Visitation Vikings. So my life has come full circle. I'm now a Viking, and I wear purple.
And I still go back to the Panther thing. I you know, I'd have to talk to your wife about that. I think I'd rather you had a Panther than a Lion, even though, and you but Keekly might give you grief, though, if you go, oh, you got a Panther on there.
Yeah, so to finish the story, you know, I did some research, and, you know, I around the line is a bunch of flowers, and it's the birth flowers of my daughters, my wife, and my mom, and the lion is a protector of the herd, so that's why we went with lion, you know, kind of the king, if you would, not because of the Detroit Lions.
He's Kyle Rudolph, the Vikings tight end. You got an update on Dalvin Cook's injury?
Oh, Dalvin's been battling all year. I mean, when you carry the ball as many times as you do, as he has, you know, you get bumps and bruises, but, you know, he's a fighter, and, you know, we know Dalvin's going to do what he can to be out there each and every week.
What do you see different with Kirk Cousins?
I think the biggest thing about Kirk is we're doing things offensively to put him in comfortable situations. You know, last a lot of games played out, you know, we got into situations where games turned into drop back passing games, drop back throwing the ball 38, 40, 45 times. And no matter how good your offensive line is, if your quarterback's dropping back to the same spot every single time, the rushers in this league are just too talented. And this year we've gotten back to running the football more, moving the pocket, making things a little bit more unpredictable for defenses and especially for rushers because they can't just pin their ears back knowing that the quarterback's going to be at a spot right behind the center and get there.
I know you got some spotty cell service here, so let me get the sponsor mentioned here. American Cancer Society Crucial Catch Program. Kyle's joining us on behalf of that. With the NFL minimum $10 donation, fans can win the experience of a lifetime at the Super Bowl, including the tickets to the game where they get to sit with a celebrity, get sideline passes, access to parties, and more. So fans can donate to win at crucialcatch.nfl.com. And Kyle, also the Vikings Walter Payton Man of the Year nominee for the third straight year. Great stuff. Hope the family has a great holiday, and good luck the rest of the regular season and in the postseason.
Thanks, Dan. I appreciate it. Always a pleasure being on.
That's Kyle Rudolph. Grew up at Elder. He's a West Sider is what we call him. Elder is a West Sider.
What is that a compliment? Is that the nice side of town? Where are you from?
They're tough. West Siders, that's good football there. Great football in Cincinnati. But you had all these boys, all boys schools that competed against each other. St. X, Moeller, Elder, Coleraine, Princeton. They've all, a lot of talent came out of Cincinnati. Does still come out of Cincinnati. Yeah, Paul.
I went to Cincinnati for the first time in the late 80s. My sister went to college at Miami of Ohio, just up the road. I was really impressed. Cincinnati was the cleanest city I'd ever been to. Just clean everywhere.
Really?
Nice brick, nice buildings.
Oh, but that, you're going to Miami of Ohio.
No, but I'm talking about Cincinnati itself. We went to a Reds game, and we had the worst seats in the building, but the views from the stadium were great. It's a really nice city.
Yeah. Yeah, you got a few cities that are based off of what Cincinnati did downtown with their football and their baseball teams down there. Pittsburgh, we kind of look at Pittsburgh and say they copied us. They probably are a little better than us in football. But, yeah, they kind of copied us with the downtown stadium and all that.
University of Cincinnati recruits you at all? A letter? Did you get a letter?
I got a letter. That's when Gail Catlett was the head coach.
Letter's good.
They were recruiting Moses Malone at the time, so I don't know if they really had any interest in
it. Mr. Outside.
Yeah, I know.
Mr. Inside.
I could have helped out Moses Malone. Had he gone to college, he went to the ABA. Yes, McLovin.
I went to college with a kid who went to St. Ignatius in Cleveland, and he bragged that it was the best football program in the country.
I don't know if it's the best in the country, but they are great. St. Ignatius is a great sports high school.
I remember Brian Hoyer, our friend, was there. And he's like, what's the one? I'm sorry if you already said it. It's got, there was a film about it. I think we mentioned it. It's like up near Canton. There's a movie about it. It's like really intense.
Is that Massillon?
Massillon, I think.
Yeah, that's where Spielman went.
Yeah.
So Chris Spielman was on a Wheaties box, I think in high school.
That's pretty rare.
Yes. Chris Spielman was a unbelievable high school football player. Obviously became a great football player in college at Ohio State and then in the pros with the Lions. But I believe he was on the Wheaties box as a senior in high school. And he wasn't a skill position guy. I think he was just a linebacker. But he was a great, great, great linebacker. Yeah, Paul.
There was a run of time where the Ohio State linebackers and Penn State linebackers were the most famous guys on the team. Remember, Andy Katzenmoyer for Ohio State was the face of the team.
Yep.
And they didn't have a good quarterback.
Yep. Yeah. He was artificially inflated, though. I think that was...
Good name, though. Katzenmoyer.
Oh, yeah. Yes, Richie.
What was your maturity level as a senior in high school if somehow, some way...
Zero.
You would have been on a... How would you have handled being on a Wheaties box if your basketball skills allowed you to be that popular?
I would have had... No, I couldn't have handled any of that stuff. I had a hard enough time just... handling high school. I had a hard enough time handling acne, let alone, you know, trying to handle being a celebrity. But I do think that that's correct, that Spielman was on the Wheaties box as a high schooler. Yeah, Paul.
He sure was. He was. He had a mustache and a mullet. It's unbelievable. He looks like he's about 37 years old. He's in his jersey. It's Search for Champions. The winner was Chris Spielman. And it was like a promotion that Wheaties was doing with high school and local sports.
Yeah. Just the atmosphere. When you go to a big-time, you know, football game, because you would have these schools where they would play at Nippert Stadium. They would play at the University of Cincinnati's home field, their previous home field, and they would pack it. Like, it would be 20,000 people watching a high school game. Now, granted, you have that in Texas. There are other places. I'm fascinated with high school football, certainly this time of the year when you're watching – the championship games, you know, I'm always flipping through and trying to, you know, I watched Washington, I think it was the 2A state championship the other day. It was a re-air, but I still watched it. But to be able to watch that and go there in person, and Elder has, it's like a field that's down in the pit, and you go there in that atmosphere, it's just a sea of purple and some great, great players. And to see Luke Kuechly where you're going, that guy's pretty good there. And then he went to Boston College. They're like, whatever happened to that Kuechly guy? And he went to Boston College. Oh, wow, he had a great high school career. Then all of a sudden, defensive player of the year. Go Tigers, Massillon, Ohio, where they live, breathe, and eat football is the documentary.
Yeah, it was an interesting documentary. It was kind of like a Friday Night Lights, but the Ohio version.
Okay. Yeah, Paul.
If you go back, I've got the list of every high school athlete to ever appear on the cover of Sports Illustrated. It used to be quite rare in the 60s and 70s. Okay. And then it's become a little more popular lately. But the first one ever was a kid named Rick Mount out of Lebanon, Indiana. And he looks like a stage shot in front of a farm, which it is.
Yeah, blonde-haired guy, shooter. He averaged, I think, 40 one year.
Purdue.
Yeah.
Tom McMillan. There's Bruce Hart.
Pennsylvania.
Remember a kid named Bruce Hardy ended up playing tight end?
Tight end, Dolphins.
But he was out of Utah.
I think did he go to Arizona?
I think so.
I don't know if he played at University of Arizona, but yeah, Hardy was on the cover. He's on the road, isn't he?
Yes.
He's in his uniform. He's on a highway.
Yep. Okay. Kevin Garnett was on the cover.
Yeah.
LeBron, of course. Sebastian Taillefer out of Brooklyn was on the cover in 2004. Bryce Harper in 2009. Jabari Parker in 2012 out of Simeon High School in Chicago. And then there's a couple of baseball players here and there.
Hmm.
But not many.
Yeah, McLovin.
Will Bronny be next? Is he the next one to make the cover? Or that kid in Michigan who's, like, ridiculous?
I don't know how good Bronny is because he comes off the bench.
Yeah, but he was the MVP of the game.
I know. Well, yeah. He had 15 points. You know, maybe he's like his dad. He's unselfish. But, you know, LeBron was as good of a football player as he was a basketball player in high school. I think he was first-team All-State as a wide receiver. But to watch LeBron in high school, so... You know, he's still 6'8", 6'9", and he was probably, you know, 230 or 240 maybe. Maybe he was a little less than that. But everybody, it was Gulliver and the Lilliputians when you were watching him. He had all of his guys, all of his boys out there on the team. and he still loved to pass. If you watch, the, you know, a playoff game, he loved. He could score every single time. He could have averaged as many points as he wanted to in high school, but he loved passing, and that always stayed with me throughout all of this. You know, when I'm seeing, and I go back to, do you remember when I went to the Cleveland Sports Awards?
Yep.
And I was asked to go in and host this. So LeBron's a senior in high school. We get done with the sports awards for Cleveland. And I have somebody come over and say, hey, would you talk to LeBron? He's thinking about going pro. And so I go over to LeBron and I said, you know, introduce myself. And then I said, I hear you're thinking about going pro. I said, you know, you should just reach out to Kobe, you know, some of these other players. And he said, yeah, I already have. You know, I think I've made up my mind. So I swear to God, I'm saying, you know what? Maybe 1 year in college is not a bad thing. Like, what am I doing?
Can you imagine me listening? Like you're the last voice in his ear?
That he's going, you know, Kobe said go pro and KG said go pro. But Dan Patrick said, you know what? Give college a try for a year. I'm going to go to the University of Akron for 1 year here. I'm going to the University of Toledo. I'm going to Cleveland State. But, you know, he didn't listen to me, and, you know, he had a decent career so far. But, hey, that 1 year in college, I don't know. Phone call's coming up. Take a break here. Back after this on the Dan Patrick Show.
Everybody's got a to-do list. I get one from my wife. Drop off the dry cleaning, pick up some milk, figure out something to get out of the house so I can relax. Here's an idea. Let's save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. The good thing? You don't have to drop off or pick up anything. All you have to do is go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Do you like extra money in your pocket? Do you like not having to drive somewhere to pick something up? This is the way to do it. It just may be the most rewarding thing on your to-do list today. That's geico.com.
Hey, listeners, just wanted to take a minute to thank all our great sponsors and all of you great listeners for supporting this podcast. We certainly couldn't do it without either of you. And I wanted to remind you that you can support our sponsors by going to our show page at podcastone.com, clicking on the Support This Podcast button, and there you will see all our wonderful sponsors that help make this show possible. Thank you for downloading, subscribing, and, of course, supporting. And now back to the show.
Napa Know How.
Now at Napa, get a free Chase Elliott racing hat with any $25 purchase. Set of brakes? That'll cover it. New battery? Hat worthy. Replacing an air filter? Then adding on wiper blades and headlamps just to break $25? Chase approved. So get what you need and a free Chase Elliott hat. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, while supplies last. Offer ends 3/31/20.
5 Hour Energy helps you get through your crazy on-the-go life. And now it comes in two great tropical flavors, strawberry banana and tropical burst. They're delicious and can transport you to a tropical paradise. Try them both, then vote for your favorite at 5hewin.com. You could be on the go to someplace you actually want to go. Offer ends 7/31/20. Terms apply. See www.5hewin.com for details.
Right, a couple of phone calls in here. Oh, I saw where Todd McShay has his mock draft out. Mock draft.
Mock draft season.
McLovin, have you looked at the mock draft? Do you have a... Okay, here's a couple of questions.
I peruse it, yes.
Okay. I know Chase Young says he hasn't made his decision on whether or not he's going to go into the NFL draft. I believe, from what I'm told, that they're ready to have Chase Young come into the NFL and maybe the number two pick overall. I'm going to guess Joe Burrow 1, Chase Young 2.
Right.
So Bengals take Joe Burrow. Giants, Chase Young. Who would be 3? The Redskins.
Right now, the Redskins, Dolphins, and Lions, I think, all have the same record. So there's a lot to be determined in 3, 4, 5.
Okay. I'm going to go... The Redskins feel like they'll take an offensive lineman or a wide receiver.
Wide receiver, which I disagree. I think you're right. I think they'll take an offensive line, but they take a wide receiver here.
Is this Jerry Jeudy?
Yes.
In Alabama? Okay. So number 4, Miami is on the clock. Do they take Justin Herbert or do they take Tua Tagovailoa? Napa.
Before you give that answer, okay, if you're the Washington Redskins, assuming this is the order and you're going to take a random wide receiver, couldn't you use that third pick to bait a team to trade up to get Tua or Justin Herbert? If like a who's got the 10, like Denver, or I don't know what team wants to trade up for Tua. I'm not sure. But if you're the Redskins, can't you trade down and get some, you need depth.
Well, I wonder where you can get a great wide receiver. You know, how far down can you go where you can still get the guy you want? Yeah, McLovin.
They're saying it's the richest wide receiver class in recent memory. Daniel Jeremiah is the best ever.
The best ever?
I mean, there's like nine wide receivers in this McShay mock. It is I mean, Alabama's got four guys who are going to run in the 4.2s, they say.
Who's my guy out of Colorado?
Laviska Shenault.
I think I don't know how great he is. I just know when I watched him, he was unbelievable.
CeeDee Lamb in Oklahoma.
Yeah, he's going to be a first-round pick.
Well, I wonder if all these receivers push each other down, like you can wait and get the guy in the second.
Or is it one of those where, oh, we didn't get that guy, but this guy is, like, there are a lot of guys that might be equal. All right, so where does Tua go? Does Tua go here or does Justin Herbert go here? Is that fair?
Yeah, you're right. Okay. So far, which one? According to McShay. Are you asking me or are you still pondering?
I'm Sam pondering. I'm going to go. I'll go Tua Tagovailoa.
Yes.
So where does Justin Herbert go? Who's next on the list?
So the Detroit Lions are 5.
Okay. Lions would take a defensive player.
Correct. Jeff Okuda, Ohio State.
Ooh, he's a great defensive back.
Yeah, my dad wants him on the Eagles. Okay. Number 6 is Arizona.
Arizona wide receiver.
Right, CeeDee Lamb. 7 is the Jets. They have their quarterback.
I guess they would take a defensive player and offensive lineman.
Yeah, when in doubt, offensive tackle, Andrew Thomas, Georgia. 8 is the Jaguars. Is that a quarterback spot? Probably.
Ooh.
You could use a 3-man battle.
Yeah, see, it's already a mess there. I don't want to add, like, Justin Herbert to Gardner Minshew to Nick Foles.
They got to get rid of a couple.
Yes.
Eli Manning, question?
If you combine Gardner Minshew and Nick Foles into one person, you'd have Justin Herbert.
You'd have an interesting person.
Hair-wise, you'd have Justin Herbert.
Mm.
Anyway, he's got to get a haircut before the draft. Just saying. Number 8, Jags, Isaiah Simmons, outside linebacker, Clemson.
Okay.
Number 9 is the Panthers. Is that a quarterback spot?
It should be.
Let me just read.
No, I'm going to say no, it's not.
McShay has Derek Brown. He said, I thought about Justin Herbert here, but the Oregon quarterback has been too inconsistent. I'd rather keep developing Kyle Allen and Will Greer.
Yeah, I didn't get a positive opinion on Kyle Allen long term when I asked about this. This was a while ago, I think, that I told you, a source told me, that he wasn't in the long-term plans of being their starter.
All right, number 10, Chargers. Is that a quarterback?
Yes.
That's a landing spot.
Yes, that's Justin Herbert's landing spot. Right?
According to McKay, yes.
Okay, yes.
So Carolina would not want a quarterback that's spotty and inconsistent, but the Chargers would. That's interesting.
Great point.
But Carolina has a quarterback already who's spotty.
Right. And young and spotty.
The Chargers need a younger spotty quarterback.
They've got an old one who's really spotty.
Yeah. Yes, McLovin.
Isn't Cam Newton possibly on either of these? He could be a Carolina or Los Angeles, too.
Yes, he could be. It feels like it.
By the way, number 11 is the Raiders. All bets are off there.
I'll go wide receiver.
He has a cornerback, but any chance they take a quarterback? There are a lot of other quarterbacks.
Oh, well. What if Cam ends up with the Raiders?
Well, it's Andrew Luck has the job, right?
Oh, that's right, according to Florio. All right. Final hour coming up on this Tuesday. Reggie Miller will join us. We'll get to your phone calls.
During the season of giving, we'd like to offer you a little something special, and all we're asking in return is a few moments of your time. We need you to complete a short survey because your opinion matters to us and helps support the show. It'll only take a couple of minutes, and if you're one of the first people to do it, we'll give you a reward in return. Just go to podcastone.study, and everything will be right there for you. That's podcastone.study. The first 150 people to complete the survey will get a $10 gift card to Amazon.com. All of our shows are supported by advertisers, so filling this out will really help us. So please go to podcastone.study, and as always, thank you for supporting the show. And happy holidays from all of us at Podcast One.
Napa know-how.
Now at Napa, get a free Chase Elliott racing hat with any $25 purchase. Set of brakes? That'll cover it. New battery? Hat worthy. Replacing an air filter? Then adding on wiper blades and headlamps just to break $25? Chase approved. So get what you need and a free Chase Elliott hat. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, while supplies last. Offer ends 3/31/20.
5-Hour Energy helps you get through your crazy on-the-go life. And now it comes in two great tropical flavors, strawberry banana and tropical burst. They're delicious and can transport you to a tropical paradise. Try them both, then vote for your favorite at 5hewin.com. You could be on the go to someplace you actually want to go. Offer ends 7/31/20. Terms apply. See www.5hewin.com for details.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft.
That's right. We will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and surprises.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year.
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.